Turkey's parliament has once again delayed a crucial vote that could allow tens of thousands of U.S. combat soldiers to deploy inside that country. Dozens of U.S. supply ships are waiting in waters off southern Turkey to unload equipment for the Army's 4th Infantry Division. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Ankara, the ruling party still has not convinced all its backbenchers to support the deal.
Today was supposed to have been the last time Parliament discussed the issue of U.S. troop deployment. But a few minutes before debate was to begin, Salih Kapusuz, the deputy chairman of the Justice and Development Party, rose to make this announcement. Kapusuz said the delay was due to details that needed to be worked out within the party. He promised a vote would take place on Saturday. But the jeering opposition wasn't buying it. Mustafa Özerek spoke on behalf of the Republican Party. The governing party is telling us they need more time to discuss the issue, Özerek said. But we know what that means. It means they can't convince enough of their members to support this bill. It means they fear a rejection of this bill will offend their American friends. Turkey's cabinet ministers have already approved a U.S. deployment of up to 62,000 troops, but the measure can't be enacted until Parliament agrees. Many MPs are uncomfortable that an official agreement between Washington and Ankara on the terms of the deployment hasn't yet been signed. Three top U.S. negotiating teams are still in Turkey, still trying to work out last-minute details. According to a senior Western diplomat, a financial compensation package has now been agreed upon, about $30 billion in loans and grants from Washington. But the sticking points include details over command structure, who would do what in northern Iraq, and whether U.S. military equipment entering Turkey will be taxed. One leading member of the governing party said, quote, "The bill will pass. What we're seeing now is a simple game to convince the public that we're not bending easily to American pressure." But if that's the government's strategy, it doesn't seem to be working with the public. 35-year-old Demet Gündüz waits for a bus and says she's not fooled. There's something strange about what's happening in the parliament, she says. It's as if they already made a decision long ago, but are now trying to deceive the public. We all know what the outcome will be. Political scientist Hasan Ünal says there may be another reason for the delay. Turkey, he says, needs an ironclad guarantee from Washington that Turkish troops will be allowed to patrol northern Iraq in the event of war.
No government could ever take any decision to get involved in the war on the side of the United States unless you make sure that you have a free hand in northern Iraq and unless you make sure that territorial integrity of the whole of Iraq is preserved as it is.
Turkish officials say they want their own troops in northern Iraq to prevent any flow of refugees into Turkey in the event of war. They also say that they want to make sure that the ethnic Kurds of Iraq do not use war as an opportunity to create an independent state. According to a Western diplomat, the U.S. is sensitive to Turkey's concerns, but he adds, it's only a matter of time before we trash the deal and send our ships southward toward the Persian Gulf. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ankara.